We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a few lines, two lines, three lines, the bottom Lamed Vav Amud Beis. In the Mishnah, we had that a person could do Breira, and that means he could retroactively decide when a Shvisa was. If he could say before Shabbos, he makes an Erev on two sides, and he says that on Shabbos I'll decide which is my Erev. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda agreed to that. He just said that if his Rebbe comes before Shabbos, if it's his Rebbe on one side, then we assume that's his Erev and he can't change that. But then we had Ayoy, who brought down a different version of Rabbi Huda. It's a price of Ayoy, who's a Tana. He says, Rabbi Huda said that a person cannot do Breira. In on the Master Shei Dvarim Ke'echad, he can't decide tomorrow which way is a Shvisa, but only it could just be a Gila Milsa. That means he could say, I want my Erev to the side the Chacham comes, and then tomorrow you find out which side the Chacham came, and that will be your Erev. And the case is the Chacham came to that side before Shabbos already, so it was Chal already before Shabbos, I just didn't know about it. But you can't have Breira. And the Gemara said, that's the right version. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Ayah is a Braisa. Why do you reject our Mishnah because of a Braisa of Ayah? That's the Gemara's question. And I'm starting three lines in the bottom line above on base. Adraba, less of the Ayah Marasism. Less reject Ayah because our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Rav Huda does hold a Breira. Why we're saying, like, the Braisa of Ayah, let's go like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is better than Ayah. Like, the Gemara Lo Sakadaitach. Ayah must be right. Ayah who learns that Rav Huda does not hold a Breira, does not hold that things can work retroactively, is the right way. Why? Because we have a different place, where a different Braisa, where we find Rabbi Huda, the less lay Breira, that's not the Breira. Where's that Braisa? The Tanya, went to the Braisa. Halakech Yayim based on Kusim. You purchase wine from Kusim. Now the halacha is, when you purchase wine from Ma'am Aretz, you could assume he took off Chuma, but Maestras, he doesn't take off, and therefore it's called Ma, you have to redo it. By Kusim, like the Tap Tosis explains, they are even nechshad that they don't take off truma when they sell it to someone. What's the reason? Because they don't hold a lifnei iver l'sitim michshol. They don't hold it at drasha. They take it literally. Now I put a stumbling block in front of someone. They don't hold it at halacha. I can't sell tevel to a person. So therefore, when you buy yayin from Kusim, Kusim are these gerim who were in such good gerim. They didn't keep all the mitzvahs. So the halacha is when you buy wine from them, you have to take off Chumas and Maestras. And what happened was right before Shabbos, and there wasn't time to take off Maestras, actually, to be Mafresh. So what should you do? So it says in the Braisa, Lekech Yayin Bein Akusim, Oimer, the person says, Shnei Lugim Sha'ani Osir Lahafresh. We're talking about, say, you have 100 Lugim, so 2 out of the 100 is Chuma. Chuma is 1/50. So he says, Shnei Lugim Sha'ani Osir Lahafresh, 2 Lugim which I plan on being Mafresh after Shabbos, Harehen Chuma. That's going to be Chuma. Asara, 10 lugan of this is Maisa Rishon. Because 10% is Maisa Rishon. Tosis speaks out, it's not exactly 10%. Because if you think about it, once you take out 2 for Chuma, it's 98. 10% of 98 is 9.8. But we round it off to Asara, like Tosis speaks out. Asara, Maisa Rishon. You give Maisa Rishon. Now you have 90 left. Tisha, Maisa Sheni. Another 10% is Maisa Sheni. So what you do is you say, 2 are Lugim or Chuma. 10 are Maiser Rishon. Another 9 is Maiser Sheni. And Matzah Shabbos, when you mafresh it, you're going to Megala Mafreya. That was the whole time that was supposed to be the Chuma and the Maiser. And it comes out, what you're eating is the Chulin. Then it says, Umechel V'Shoyse Miyad Divrei Rameyim. It says Mechel, what's Mechel mean? So Rashi learns what Mechel means is the Maiser Sheni, since it's possible to be Paidit. So you could right away then say, and my Maisa Sheni that's in here somewhere, I want to be paid our money, and therefore that becomes mutter to eat. That's what Rashi learns what Mechel means, Loshem Mechalel, missing a Lamed. Tosfos learns Mechel just means you start eating, Maschel, means Maschel. Well, Mechel v'shoyse miyad, you start drinking right away. You start drinking right away. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrin, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, all of Oser. Now what's the Pshad in the Machlekes? So the Gemara is assuming the Pshad in the Machlekes is, if you say yes, Breira, ain't Breira. According to Rameh, you can say yes, Breira. That means tomorrow, when I take off those two lugan, like I say, that was slated and that was Mlafreya the whole time to be Chuma. Whatever I ate was Chulin. But the other man, the arm hold, ain't Breira. If it's ain't Breira, maybe the stuff I ate was the Chuma. Because you can't Vara Mlafreya what, you can't like pick out, choose out Mlafreya what was nice, what was Chuma, what was Chulin. And therefore, they hold Asa. So it comes out, what does Rabbi Huda hold? Ain't Breira. So if our Mishnah was correct, there'll be a stira in the Rabbi Yehuda's. Because if our Mishnah was correct and said you could pick and choose tomorrow which side to be Erev, that's yes, Breira, to steer to this Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, we hold that Ayah is better, because the Braisa, we reject the Mishnah, and Ayah is better, because Ayah says Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't say, choose tomorrow which side to go to. It's only, you can have a Gila Milsa, just if you find out tomorrow which side the Chacham came, it's a good Erev. So that's why we like Ayah's Braisa, because Ayah makes, there's no stira in the Rabbi Yehuda's, and they hold aim Breira. So the Gemara Ula says not like that. We reject Ayah, we hold like the Mishnah. What's the reason? Because the Mishnah is always better than the Braisa. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh Breira, it's a stira to this Rabbi Yehuda holds aim Breira. Well, Hadik Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehsi, Rabbi Shimon Yisrim, they hold in this Braisa of Shnei Lugim that it's also, and we assume the reason is because in Breira, you can't say retroactively, this was the Truma, this was the Chulin. So what's Pshat? I had to steal Rabbi Yehuda. So tomorrow, Ula, Zuzi, Zuzi, Ktani. Ula is Geras Mishnah a little bit different. It puts them to peers. This here, read the Mishnah. Mechav Shoshim Yadiv Rameyer V'Rab Yehuda and Rabbi Yehsi V'Rab Shimon Eisrim. That means Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda both hold Yesh Breira, and Rabbi Yehsi V'Rab Shimon are both ones Ein Breira Eisrim. So you put them to peers. And Rabbi Yehuda Taka is the one who holds Yesh Breira. So it's very good. It stems very well with our Mishnah. Both Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Ramei holds Yesh Breira, and Rabbi Yehsi Rav Shimon holds Eisrim. That's how Ula learns, and therefore Ula holds the main Gersa is our Mishnah and not Ayah. But what comes out? That Rabbi Yehsi Rav Shimon, both hold Eisrim, they definitely hold Ein Breira. So Mar the Kasha of a Savar Rabbi Yehsi Ein Breira. Does Rabbi Yehsi hold Ein Breira? Like we see in this Braisa, Balakeh Yayin says Eisrim. Does Rabbi Yehsi hold Ein Breira? Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Kinim. Rabbi Yehsi Eimer, Shtei Nashim Shalachu as Kineim Be'erev. A lalach is that a lady who has a baby has to bring two birds. Each lady has to bring two birds. A lady has to bring two birds. Has to bring one for Achatas, one for Oila. And he had two ladies who gave birth. And they bring this carbon after, depends on a keva, a zacha, how many days, either after 40 days or after 80 days, they bring this carbon. So two ladies went together to the store and they bought four birds together. Be'erev means b'shutves. Or, Oish Nosh, to make a name of the kain, or they both gave money for the birds to the kain. Mixed up. So halacha is, Ezesh Yirtze Kain Yaakov Oila, Ezesh Yirtze Yaakov Chatas. The kain could take each bird or each money for each bird and say, here's a buying chatas for them and for Rachel, and this Oila is for Rachel, this chatas is for Leah. And this oil is for Leah. Now the question is, L'chaira, it's Yesh Breira. You're saying Leah do this, it's Yesh Breira, because when they bought it, there wasn't Mavura which bird belonged to who and which money belonged to who. And now the coin is saying this belongs to her. So it comes from Afreya, it belonged to Rachel the whole time. So L'chaira, you see from here, Yesh Breira. So L'chaira, it's a kasha, stira, it's an oyser by the case of Shtei Lugin, and here it says, you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to pick out which bird for who, so you see Yesh Breira, so stira, Rabbi Yasi, one place where it says Ein Breira, another place is Yesh Breira, Amarava, Hosom, Kisha Hisnu. The case by the Shtei Noshim is that they made it Tanai, when they bought it already, they made it Tanai, that whatever the coin is going to decide, that's the way it's going to be. Like Rashi says, the first word line, because Hisnu and Noshim Beneim should call Mishi Yaakov HaKoyin Lashma Yishlo. Whatever the Koyin does for them will be theirs. Frank Taisvis and the Master Kisha Hisnu, that, what do you mean? Vekosha Perusha, the Hainu Breira Gemura, still Breira Gemura, because the Koyin decides, it'll be my prayer mine. That's the hold them Shah the Sugya because of his Kasha. So the Rashash answers Rashi, he says, no, it's not Breira. Because the Tanai was that when the Kohen is Makarivit, at that time it will be decided which one will be his. Breira always means it goes retroactively back to the Kenyan. Here we're not saying when the Kohen picks it that it turns out that I bought that one. No, when the Kohen did it, that's when it will be Chal, who it belongs to, and therefore that's not Breira. Breira means only goes retroactively, goes back to yesterday. And it says that even yesterday, that was the facts. But if it's going Lahaba, that's not a Shaila Breira. And Betzim, now you could just ask the Kasha, but we're not getting into the Trutzim. Betzim, it's a Kasha, every single Tanai that works to my Freya, why don't you have Breira? A lot of times, if someone like gives a get, and he says, I'm going to ask that I'm going to give $200 tomorrow. The get's Chal from my Freya from today. How does that work? We hold aim, if you hold aim Breira. So Rashi in Gittin says, in that case, since it's b'yodai to do, since this is your hand to do it, therefore it's not called Brera. But, right, always be able to say rain. That's the kasha. Something can say, if it's a rain tomorrow.
She's going
to
eat.
Right, exactly. So that's the kasha. So the Rabban has a different mahalach. But it's a big shayla why Tanai is not Brera. But Al Kaponim, in this Gemara here, specifically, the Shas says, Histu was, you weren't doing Lafrei, you're doing it with Kan Labo. Yehalki Gemara has a kasha, if that's the case, that you made a Tanai, Maila Memra. What is the chiddush of this Mishnah then? What's the chiddush of this Mishnah that the Kayin could pick out the heir of each person? So the Gemara, Kamash Vlong Kudur Rav Chista. The chiddush is like Rav Chista. Dom Rav Chista, we'll read it, then we'll explain it. Dom Rav Chista, Eina Kinim Misparashois. Kinim, which are birds, the birds are not misparish to, if it's a chalas or oila, only in two ways. Ela ibula lekichas bailim, only if either the bailim b'shas when he purchases it, he says this is for the chatas and this is for oila. Ibasias koyin, or when the koyin does the avoida with it, the maliko, that's when he decides which one it is. So the Gemara is saying like this, that in this Brisa, when they purchased the two sets of kinim, so you would think maybe that when they bring the kinim home and each one has a pair, you would say it's clear that this one's a chat, this is the oila, and this is the chat, this is the oila. Each one has a pair, so one the chat, one's oila. So maybe the kohen later on can't do it, it's mixed up now. Kamash v'lo, no, Rav Chisda is saying when you buy it, you have to specify. If you didn't specify when you buy it, even though in between the buying and the bringing to the Mes Mikdash, you decided one was chas v'lo, it doesn't work. It's not chal, shame on it. And that's the chiddush over here, like Rav Chisda, it only can be chal, the shame chatas v'lo, either b'shas the kinyan, b'shas when you buy it, or b'shas the asiyas the kohen, which means b'shas the malika.